I'm joined now by Mark Bauer after the 3-2 defeat at home to Barrow. Mark, I'll start with a cliche. It was a game of two halves.
In terms of the scoring, I thought in the first half, you know, we played some decent stuff and we're coming 3-0 down. I don't know how on earth we were 3-0 down, you know, they score. Two goals from deflections, and then the second one in between there, two goals was a poor one from our point of view. But then, you know, I would say for a 10-15 minute spell they were on top, scored three goals, like I say, two were deflections. I think for the rest of the game we've been by far the better team. Sick really that we've not managed to get at least a point out of the game. I thought we dominated for long periods. Boys had a great chance just before they got their first one. If that goes in, maybe it's a different story as well. And then we hit the post, hit the crossbar second half, hit the post when we've, you know, when it's 3-2, the keeper makes an unbelievable save, saving it onto the post. But just really proud of the players, the way they came back at 3-0 down at half time. You know, they could have gone under as such, but they came out, took the game straight to Barrow. You know, got the two goals against 11 men and with 10 men. we possibly didn't even do as well as we'd done against 11 men. Disappointed. I'm standing here thinking about referees again. You know, we went up there. We should have certainly got a point with a penalty towards the end, having watched that back. And some of the decisions today have left me scratching my head. Been to see the referee. He actually let me in his room at half-time, which is unusual. And I don't like to make a habit of going to see referees because, you know, we've got enough to do our own job. But I just felt everything in the first half had gone against us. And I would say that in the second half, pretty much everything, barring maybe the red card, went against us again. I thought we should have been sat with a point coming away from Barrow. I thought the way we played, we should have got 3 points today. But we're not. We've lost 6 points on Barrow now and they're going to take some catching.
I mean, you talk about half-time there. You could the side could have folded in the second half. I'm sure it must have been a tough half time. Do we need a new tee set?
I can't say that I was throwing teacups and no. I would say that we've had more stern words as such in some of the previous four games when we've won all four. We're 3-0 down, and now we're 3-0 down in terms of the way, you know, we'd played it being quite an even contest for large parts of it. We'd got in some good areas and created some decent chances. Gavin had, you know, a few decent efforts from range. But, you know, goals change games, and some of the refereeing decisions had really riled the lads. And, you know, the free kick for the goal is given. Ollie Johnson clearly wins the ball in front of their dugout. There's barely a reaction from their dugout. He gives a free kick, fair enough. He then lets them take the ball 10 yards inside the pitch to take the free kick after having done that earlier in the game as well when we've asked him to watch for that. And it ends up in your net. And these little things in big games can make a big difference. And I just didn't think that we were on the right end of anything in terms of refereeing decisions today. But again, I've got to say that I'm proud of the players and the way that they played. I thought that against a team at the top of the league, you know, to be disappointed after being 3-0 down, not to have got anything out of it. Yeah.
What do you think? What sort of bearings does this game have on that the title race for you?
It means we're a fair way behind them and they've got a couple of games in hand. But, you know, I've said to the players, if we play like we've done over these last five games, then, you know, we could have gone top today, made a bit of a move up the table with the results recently. You know, the opportunity to go top of the league might be a long time coming. It might be the last week in April. We'll keep plugging away, keep doing what we've been doing, because if we do that, then, you know, we'll be challenging for those top places come the end of the season.
Break from the league next week, FA Trophy, you know, somewhat of an unknown quantity coming here next Saturday. And what sort of ambitions do you have for the competition this year?
Yeah, we want to go as far as we can. You know, we had a decent run last year in it, got some good wins. You know, the win at Halifax was one of the highlights of the season, so we want the opportunity to get some of those fixtures again. And you know, we'll possibly look to maybe change one or two could you know, maybe just do with some game time. You know, we've got quality to come into the side if we choose to do that. So there may be one or two changes, but, you know, I expect a proper, thorough, professional performance from us. And if we go about it the way that we have gone about the last five games, then, you know, we've got every chance of getting through.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.